which could be stopped if the United States used its immense influence over Israel to restrain it or stop it from carrying out its collective punishment of Gaza.
We often hear as well about the axis of resistance, supposedly controlled or financed by Iran, but very little about the axis of empire of the UK, the United States, and Israel in the region. To what degree does this axis have more right to control the affairs of the region than those who are actually from countries there?
Quite well said, Juan. Without ceding any of Iran's claims to regional hegemony, the United States and its allies act as if they are the representatives of the natural and just order of the Middle East and not, in fact, Western impositions upon the aspirations of the citizenry, the people of these countries, to determine their own affairs. And we are seeing that quite starkly most recently in Yemen, where one of the most war-devastated countries in the Middle East, as a result of not only U.S. strikes against al-Qaeda targets, what the United States says is al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, stemming from something like over the past 15 years, but also a U.S.-backed Saudi and Emirati campaign that lasted 7 years before a ceasefire took hold in 2022 that brought not only famine, but cholera to this country that has been engulfed in a foreign-backed, foreign-sponsored, and foreign-accelerated civil war. Nevertheless, even among people who don't accept the Houthi movement as the legitimate rulers of Yemen, saw massive demonstrations after the United States and its Western allies started bombing Yemen in retaliation for the Houthi attempt to relieve the siege of Gaza. So you really have you really have on full exposure the rejection of U.S. claims to, you know, standing for peace and stability in the region.
Spencer, your piece last week for The Nation is headlined, "Israel's Not Promising to Scale Back Its War," which you wrote partly as a corrective to a New York Times article that claimed that's what Israel is planning. If you could explain this and what it means we just heard Gideon Levy, the Israeli Jewish journalist at Haaretz, talking about this war going on for a year or more.
That's right. Amy, when you listen to what the Israeli government says to its own people, like Gideon mentioned, it talks about a war that will, and this is what Benjamin Netanyahu said over the weekend, will last until victory and no one, not even The Hague, will stop us, which is an incredibly ominous thing to say and probably ought to be tacked on to South Africa's genocide lawsuit. What it says to the Americans, as the Americans are feeling the pressure from its Arab allies in the region, and indeed from President Biden's own supporters in the United States who want to see this war stop, is that, in fact, it's scaling down to lower intensity operations. Or more often, it doesn't say that quite outright. It says it will move away from high intensity operations into what it says is a so-called phase three of its operations in Gaza. So what is phase three? Phase three focuses on southern Gaza. Every day, we are getting reports of casualties from Gaza, civilian casualties in the triple digits. Israel already made something like 1.7, 1.8 million people relocate to southern Gaza. So this war is not, in fact, scaling down. It's moving toward a sustainable path of civilian devastation.
Spencer Ackerman, foreign policy columnist for The Nation magazine, also publishes the Forever Wars on newsletter on Ghost. We'll link to your pieces at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Well, it takes some time till you're dignified as it should be. You can change your name, you will still remain sad and lonely. You've been on your life, kind of half a life, but it's alright. You got the brandy and I got the bread, and lullabies are filling up our heads. We're gonna sit down and wait outside for the morning
light. Nice tune there from Lebanese folk legend Roger Fakir. That was off of a Habibi Funk release called East of Any Place, featuring a bunch of outtakes from Roger's late 1970s studio sessions. And tonight's experiment opened up with a little Christmas gift for me. A band that I've never heard of before, and I can't believe I've been sleeping all out of Sweden, called Trådgrås Alkstenar. I believe I am pronouncing that incorrectly. My Swedish friends out there can surely correct me. The track is called Halfway, and I definitely will be playing some more of their stuff later in tonight's experiment. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory ham pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, the experiment continues here with Kun Narin Electric Fin Band out of Thailand. This is some psychedelic street music. Thank you.
Sunday. I can't seem to make it through Sunday. Saturday, I get by just fine. Every other day of the week, I feel all right, but I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't seem to make it through Sunday. I can't seem to make it through Sunday. Sunday's supposed to be the day for kicking off your shoes. So how come that's the day I always get the blues? And I don't know why. I don't know. I can't seem to make it through Sunday. I can't seem to make it through Sunday.
Arrivano lui scrive alla moglie.
Show!
Wow. Mendoza Hoff Rebels. That's new music off of their album Echolocation that came out in 2022. I guess it's not so new anymore. Just wild, intense stuff. Love it. They describe it as 21st century progressive rock played by punk rockers with serious improv skills and a deep jazz feel. And vitally, nonstop, wicked, catchy tunes, riffs, and grooves. That's Ava Mendoza on guitar. She's incredible. And Devin Hoff playing electric bass. James Brandon Lewis ripping it up on the sax. Before that, also another Christmas gift of some new music I had, not new, but just new to me, music I've never heard of. Antonio Infantino ed El Grupo de Chicarico y Tarantolati. Italian, if you could pick that up from my completely butchered pronunciation of that man's name. Just really wild, kind of pagan folk music, real crazy hippie stuff, artsy fartsy stuff out of Italy. 70s, I'm guessing. Awesome. Intensity in another way prior to that from Lucinda Williams, Sundays. Going back to one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite artists of all time, going back to her 1988 self-titled release, that was a bonus track called Sundays. Before that, more music from Sweden, also a Christmas present, Langendorf United, that really cool kind of Ethio-infused jazz, I don't even know how to describe it, trip-hop, just funky jazz, I guess. And then, Screaming Females. Why not? Screaming Females. Help round out the year. This is an experiment with time. I promised you more Trodgrass Åkerstenar. This is coming up here is Homeless Cats off of their 2009 release. Homeless Cats is the name of their 2009 release. Punk Rockaren is the name of this track coming up. Oh, by the way, we got Vince Guaraldi in the background here. Experiment continues here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. As an unknown female singing another man's woman. A little track off of the Fame Studios Story box set, 1961 and 1973. Your eyes are the window to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes, a message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth, because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov.
No, I will allow the bus of a yen. No, 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 no.
This is an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. The final experiment of the year. In the first year of experiments, has been a pleasure to get this show on the air and sit with you every Saturday night at midnight. And after those crazy Saturday nights, sleep in and wake up on Sunday to the Eli Show on WRCT for top-tier interviews, awesome music, and good vibes only. The Eli Show is what cool people listen to on Sundays at noon on WRCT. And join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists, Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 11 p.m. on WRCT. And check out Chop Shop, confusing sound for a confusing time. Saturday night at 5 p.m. is time for Chop Shop. Seriously, check that out. It's super, super cool. And why not? Last show of the year. Going to read the promo for the show. Past and future experiences blended together in approximately equal proportions. There is no genre. Music is the best. An experiment with time. Saturday nights at midnight. Currently re-airs Wednesdays at 2 p.m. If you're digging the music, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, the journalists at Yahoo Finance tell us that a Connecticut McDonald's charging $18 for a combo meal has sparked a nationwide debate on rising prices in the fast food industry. The outrage, readers are told, is partly attributed to a recent rise in the minimum wage. Spoiler, we never hear about any other parts attributed. Businesses like McDonald's, the story goes, quote, have already raised their prices in anticipation of the wage hike, close quote. Were there any other responses available to them? Don't ask. We're moving on to how it isn't just that poor working Joes will have to pay more for a Big Mac, but also that there will be layoffs of fast food employees. We meet Jose and Jim, who say they thought higher wages would be good, considering the decline in tipping and increasing living costs. Alas, no, Yahoo explains. Quote, the reality was harsher. The wage increase, while beneficial for some, has resulted in job losses for others, leading to a complex mix of gratitude and resentment among affected workers. Close quote. The takeaway, quote, the debate over the appropriate balance between fair wages and sustainable business practices remains unresolved. Close quote. The Yahoo Finance piece does go on to lament the mental stress associated with economic uncertainty, not for owners, evidently, and to offer the wise counsel that those troubled might consider, quote, establishing a substantial savings account and making smart investments, close quote. Elite reporters seem so far removed from the daily reality of the bulk of the country's workers that this doesn't even sound strange to them. A raise in wages for fast food employees means fast food employees have to lose their jobs. That's just, you know, economics. Union what? Profiteering who? The only operative question is which low-wage workers need to suffer more. We'll get a different view on raising the minimum wage from Sebastian Martinez Hickey, researcher for the EARN, Economic Analysis and Research Network, team at the Economic Policy Institute. Also on the show, a largely unspoken part of media's wage conversation is the whole sector of workers whose pay rates are based in enslavement. Yeah. In 2015, Counterspin learned about tipped wages from Saru Jayaraman, co-founder of the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United and director of the Food Labor Research Center at the University of California, Berkeley. We'll hear part of that relevant conversation today as well. That's coming up